Hi, Al. Have you seen... Whoa!
What?
Since when did our studio become a zoo?
Oh, come on, Don. I just brought in a few animals.
A few? There's at least one dog, a parrot, and what seems to be a large ant farm. Is that an elephant?
He's a small elephant.
Okay, but tell me this. Why are all these animals here?
You know how animals are supposed to be able to sense disasters before they happen? Well, now we're prepared. If there's going to be a tornado or earthquake or something, these guys will let us know.
That's just a myth.
I don't think so. There are lots of reports of animals behaving strangely days before the tsunamis hit in Indonesia. Hundreds of thousands of ants were seen scurrying away from the beach. Elephants, dogs, and zoo animals were all reported to have been acting strangely.
Okay, but what can explain it?
It's well known that many animals sense things that we can't. Dogs, for example, can hear sounds pitched beyond human range and have an extraordinary sense of smell.
So how does that allow animals to sense danger?
Well, all animals, including humans, have very sensitive receptors in their skin called Pacinian corpuscles. They allow us to sense even the most minute vibrations against the skin. Some animals, such as elephants, have an unusual number of these receptors in their feet. And because animals have more direct contact with the ground than we do, they may be able to sense vibrations caused by advancing earthquakes and tidal waves.
Uh-oh, does that mean danger?
What? Oh no, he's just hungry. Give him your lunch, Don.
Great.
This moment of science came from Indiana University, with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research.
Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear, with help from Andrew Lusher at Purdue University. For a Moment of Science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.